Sean, you're such a Creed simp.
God,
I
love that song so much.
It's okay.
It's just a Friday. It was wonky. So what better way to start the day than play some Creed?
What's wonky?
Well, just like I felt like the start of our show was just peak content. And so for me, the way I adjacent peak content is with Creed.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Oh, the How way do you feel accompany. This morning?
Adjacency, whatever. What was that? I'm sorry,
you don't
Courtney?
Adjacent something.
Yeah, I know. I used it the wrong way. I apologize.
Let's How do you feel forward. This morning?
Not great, but you know, we're powering through. I needed a little bit of energy. Creed provided that. I feel good. Let's move. Let's mosey.
No days off, Sean.
None.
No days off.
No one hit wonders for them. Creed, right?
No.
No.
Oh, God.
Banger albums.
There you go.
Hit after hit after hit.
That whole album, I'm pretty sure, charted.
It is a paper.
Charted. Okay, I want to make sure after this week.
That yeah. No, there wasn't an S in front of that. It charted.
It's a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 this morning. Before that, we will get to They Said It at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And big college football game this weekend, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Your Bulldogs and Bama.
Yep.
Top 5 SEC matchup, and the former president will be in attendance, and he will be in a suite with Alabama businessman Rick Mayers, who invited him to the game.
Oh, damn.
And apparently you have to pre-order when it comes to the food that one can enjoy in the suite during a game in Tuscaloosa. And so, if we know what the president has ordered, if you'd like to go over.
Hey, bring some cokes in, please.
Donald Trump requested 2 McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches with cheese.
Oh wow!
All right.
No, thank you.
Yeah, nah, I'm with you on that one.
No, thank you.
That is an awful order.
There is a.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Correct. There is
great point, Courtney.
It's a fillet of something, but I don't think it's fish.
Yeah,
but anyway,
people love them though.
It actually stands for catch of the day.
2 fillet of fish sandwiches with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Domino's pizza.
Oh wow!
What in the world?
Stadium hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
And Diet Coke.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who doesn't?
This is not accurate. He drinks Coke.
Apparently, Curtis.
He's on a diet.
He's on a diet.
I do not believe.
Hey, bring some cokes in, please.
You have to look good when it comes to an election, and so it's probably it's going with the Diet Cokes.
That is a healthy spread.
Yeah, that is the Diet Coke. Sure enough, makes it healthy.
Yep.
The moderation. Domino's too, huh?
Yeah, some Domino's.
I told you, Domino's is back.
You know what?
Domino's is disgusting.
I will give you that.
Thank you.
I was down on Domino's, and I think I don't know if it was a rebrand or a new recipe or whatever. The thin crust one that they have is really good.
Oh, I haven't tried that one. Yeah. I like, what's it called, Shime?
I'm sorry, which one?
The Domino's. What pan do I like it?
Oh, the handmade pan?
Yeah, the handmade pan.
If you have to stipulate that it was made by hand.
How does Shime know how you like your pizza?
Because we were discussing it. We both like it the same way.
Oh. Yes.
Shime, I like Domino's too.
I love Domino's.
Greg, what other foods do you like?
How does Johnny Bart like his pizza?
I'm not sure if Johnny
Five finger discount?
Johnny Bart is... He is a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, yeah. He's on the straight and narrow now.
And everything
we know a guy, but we would never eat Domino's.
Everything is A-OK between Johnny Bart and I.
Oh,
I said, Wiggy's stirring the pot. He said, isn't that a daily thing?
Oh, excellent.
Okay. I think you might want to check my text messages. Because Johnny Bart's like, what? He's not cool enough to be hanging out and dating some of your friends?
I would love to set him up with one of my friends. I
wanted to set
coolest.
Him up with your cousin.
Yes, my cousin is off the market right now.
Before she was off the market. Come to find out, you don't like older guys dating younger girls.
Nope. Her mom and dad, actually, have many years apart.
You said Johnny Bart. I said he's... You said, how old is he? I said, 55, but he looks like he's 35. You said, too old for my cousin. Why?
I just... She said it's too old.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I said, would you?
I can't force somebody to go on a date,
by
the way.
Then I said, would you be cool with Great Greg dating your cousin?
And I said, no.
And you said, no.
Correct.
And you like.
Your point?
What Why? What's wrong with an older gentleman finding love?
With Gregory and my cousin, it's blood in my boss. So if they break up, that would be... And Greg's in a very good relationship right now.
No, I'm saying prior to this. We know this is what you're saying. But Johnny's not blood, and he's not your boss.
And Brooke said he was too old.
That sounded like...
So, take it up with Brooke.
Sounds like you think that older guys shouldn't be dating younger ladies.
I do not. You can ask Brooke.
No? Curtis, you should have been in here for the off the air.
Yeah, the Johnny Bart slander.
No. It was more Greg slander. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, wait, my cousin's too
young. Is that how it went, Greg?
Greg, you tell me.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I understand your explanation.
Thank
it
you.
Did sound originally when Wiggy started it like you didn't think that there should be any age differential between people who are dating.
Did I try to put anything between my friend and you at the wedding or the many times after?
Yeah, but that's not really dating.
Right.
And that's a one-off.
Those were very brief things.
Yeah. That's also back when I was for them screets.
Yes. Now he's a happily cuffed up man.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah. Now he's operating a dog Instagram account.
He's on doggy duty.
All right.
Picking up
anyway,
poop in the elevator.
That's it.
We have got a lot to get to of some importance on this show, so let's do it right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Good one, Chime. Wiggy loved the movie.
Oh, man.
I've yet to see the movie.
It's a good movie. But it's Bob Marley. I feel like Bob Marley is just... You know, the movie's great, and then you kind of see how his life played out, and just his music. His music is like that timeless music that no matter what year it is, where it is, you play that, everybody's catching a vibe.
Yeah, 100%. All right, Chime, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. My lead can be seen on Twitch this morning, if Mitch would help me out. Our guy, Jaylen Brown, making the rounds on Twitter and Instagram yesterday, and holy smokes.
What?
This guy is ripped.
That is a Marvel character.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he's like trying to be the next Black Panther, maybe, because he is cut to pieces. This guy, if that doesn't scream, I'm pissed off during the offseason because people overlooked me for the Olympics, I'm just going to get yoked and make everybody look bad.
Mm.
I don't know what does. Jaylen Brown, I feel like he just won the finals MVP, might be on a revenge tour to begin 2024 here in the next season. So I am very excited for what we get to see from Jaylen Brown in the very near future.
Wow.
Damn.
Pissed at the Olympics, the U.S. Olympic Committee, pissed at Nike, pissed at everybody.
And yep. He is. I mean, God, that is it. That is just
a specimen. Chime, put that on your wall. That should be your yoke.
That's what I need to work towards.
All right. It's a good goal right here.
We've lost Courtney.
No, I mean,
you've lost me.
Tatum's in such great shape. Look at how much smaller Tatum looks next to him.
Tatum looks tiny.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Chime. Thank you,
Curtis.
All right. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry to get it back on the field, but Jaylen did. I saw that stopped me in my tracks. So I have a basic set of questions. So first of all, do you guys like me believe that it is far more likely in 2 years that Gerard Mayo is here and Alex Van Pelt is not?
Yes.
Do you believe that there are elements to Gerard Mayo's coaching staff that will change next year from this year?
Yes.
Okay. So I am 1,000% out on the plan with Drake May. The only reason Drake May is currently the only reason that Jacoby Brissett is the current starting quarterback is because he has been through 3 games and he has thrown 0 interceptions. He's only thrown 1 touchdown pass, but he hasn't been making mistakes and he's been making Alex Van Pelt look okay. I believe that Gerard Mayo is encouraging players and coaches on his staff to publicly praise the performance of Drake May so as to apply pressure on Robert Kraft and the organization to get Drake May in sooner rather than later.
Whoa!
It's okay. The only thing that makes sense to me. Because DeMarcus Covington, we're going to hear it during They Said It in about 20 minutes, said yesterday about, just waxed poetic on the greatness of Drake May.
Yeah.
The defensive backs coach, Pellegrino, said that he, quote, hated seeing how good Drake May was progressing, saying, quote, I hate you. That was a great throw the other day at practice.
That story is weird.
No, it's not. Like, it's that he's like, damn, you're so effing good. You're making us look bad so soon.
But the fact that it's out there, I think, adds to your conspiracy theory. Like, you have a defensive backs coach who's running up to Drake May after an unbelievable, never-before-made-in-the-NFL throw and saying, I hate you, and then that's immediately out there, like, how good he is.
Right. To me, the only reason you keep playing Jacoby Brissett is so that you can mitigate any sort of damage so that the defense can win a couple games. We all saw the Jets game. This team's not a playoff team. And the way Jerod Mayo speaks immediately after a game, when he hasn't had the sort of debrief with the organization, has been the reality of how he feels. And he wants that guy in there, and he's allowing and encouraging people in the organization to support Drake May publicly.
Well, we will, reminder, we will talk with Jerod Mayo in person on Monday after Sunday's game. Great lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
Up next, Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and a lead from yours truly.